Welcome back. So let's start talking about how to make change. Each of us, if we want to make a change in our lives, usually it comes from the same place. There's a feeling we have that we want to be better, that we want to be more. That feeling is called inspiration. It happens to us sometimes out of the blue, where we are going somewhere, we see something or we hear something, and then something hits us where we see the world in a different plane. We see ourselves differently. We get this moment of clarity where what we see is not who we can be. What we see is who we truly are. I'm that dad. I'm that mom. I'm that type of person. I am that merciful. I am that patient. I'm that hardworking. I can really sit for 5 hours and study for a test. We feel that the person that we are isn't properly represented. And in that moment where we experience it, we see the truth. And that is the beginning of change. The feeling of inspiration is what gets us to experience this desire to change. But what happens to many of us is that we feel good, we're ready to roll, first day it's great, second day it's great, we pass on dessert, we study extra, we call our mom, we're nice in the morning to everyone in our family, we come home, we put our iPhone away, we play with our kids, and everything's going amazing, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then what happens is, like most, is you take 2 steps forward, and then things are great, and then just like it came, it gets lost. And then you go 2 steps back and you're right back to where you started. You still get one. Okay, fine. I'll take 2 dessert, 3. Oh, whatever. I'll lose weight tomorrow. Or you know what? I'd love to play with my kids, but just in case, you know, this email comes in, I got to check it. Or I shouldn't say what I'm about to say, but oh, I have to. And we go right back to where we were and we do it again. Inspiration, 2 steps forward. Lose inspiration, 2 steps back. So you ever get this feeling sometimes that you're making the exact same resolutions year after year? How is this possible? And the answer is that what's happening to us is that we're not properly capitalizing on the feeling of inspiration. We think inspiration is the moments that give us the energy to grow and to change. That's not true. Inspiration isn't the time in which we grow or change. Inspiration is a time in which we see. Inspiration just makes our life clear for a moment. That's all it is. It's like lightning in darkness. There's just one moment of clarity where we see who we really are. The real change comes afterwards. The real change comes what we do post-inspiration. And that's what I want to focus on in this course. What do we do post-inspiration that allows us to take the inspiration that we felt and make it real? Because the goal of change is to become the person that you see when you're inspired, when you're not inspired. And then the true greatness is being able to create a world where that becomes your norm, where what inspired you last year is your normal for this year. And then when you get inspired this year, you're not being inspired to be the person again and again year after year. You're actually being inspired to go even further. And then you get inspired and you make it normal. And then you get inspired and you make it normal. And then you get inspired and you make it normal. That's what true greatness is. People think that greatness is this one standard that like some people have this unique ability to get. It's not true. The way it really works, if you break down people that have lived great lives, is that they have this unique ability to sense who they truly are, make it a reality, and then from that plane, they're inspired again. And then they go even further. And they get inspired again. And they keep on moving. They keep on growing. They keep on building throughout their lives. Until someone looks back, that person who's sort of been going on that circle year after year of inspired, 2 steps forward, 2 steps back. They see that person who's going now, not in a circular motion. They're going actually in a linear motion. And they're like, wow, you just must be great. And the person's like, well, I'm just like you. After I get inspired, I just figure out how to make it a reality. And that's really the only difference. And so what we all have in common is that we all have this deep down ability to be great. And that's really the first concept. When you realize that you have this deep down ability to be great, you're able to push forward. And I would even go a step further and say, if you didn't have the ability to be great, you wouldn't even have the desire to be great. In fact, what's inspiring you is the knowledge that this is who you truly are. The ability is actually what is generating the inspiration. You're not really inspired to do things that are beyond your capability, beyond what's normal for you. No one really gets inspired to be, you know, a king of a land, or I'm not really inspired to be an NBA center because it's just not going to happen for me. My mom said, I have a better chance of owning a team than playing in a team. But that's not what inspires me, because deep down I know that's not even possible. What I get inspired by are things that I know at my core I am able to accomplish. And so once you realize that, the only question is what you build around that to make it real. And what I want to start off by discussing with you is the concept of your mentality. The key to all change comes through knowledge. People that are able to accomplish more, they're not smarter or less smart, you know, come from this background or that background. That's really not so true. They're not able to gather things differently than other people. The people that are able to accomplish more are people that are able to recognize that they have to get certain knowledge. Knowledge is what sets you free. And when you're able to learn certain things, you now are able to create a structure that allows you to take your inspiration and put it into something that allows you to make it into execution. When you can take the inspiration and transition into an execution plan through knowledge, now you're able to make it a reality. So we'll be back next time and we'll talk about the beginnings of how to do that.